This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
But see, big man be big man. SGA, get the ball, do work, clear it out. Do what you do. You wore the mustard color sneakers. Make the mustard colors work. You got on the mustards, make them work. Come on, man. Play ball. God. Sorry, Ernie. Sorry.
Wait, all right. Want to play?
Yeah.
I agree.
You work all year to be an all-star, and you get to play up to 40, and then you're done. This is so unfair to Victor Wembanyama, who just took this game really seriously, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who just took this game really seriously. Come on, what are we doing? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, scale of 1 to 10, your thoughts of the format?
10 being the best.
Yes.
A 0. Sucks. Same basketball.
Ah, yes, that's the theme to so many of us not watching NBA's All-Star Sunday.
A delicious fusion.
It really is.
Is what that is.
I like delicious fusion
I
myself.
I bet you do.
I really do. I really do. Like a nice a Korean kosher fusion. It's delicious.
Now, let me ask you this about fusion foods.
They're very church lady.
I know. Yeah, it was right very church lady, which is actually appropriate for some of the stuff
that
we're
talking
about.
Ask me about fusion foods.
Yeah, if you're fusing foods together, does that mean that they're not doing one particular food well enough? Like you're not focused on one form of food when you fuse it?
No.
I think fusing is just a fancy thing that restaurants do to make them sound cool, and it works.
I think they're trying to break new ground and show you some of the possibilities.
Okay,
it's just like it's like jazz fusion.
Okay,
the idea was jazz and funk together, hanging out. Okay. You know,
have you heard of Rosemary, the very popular restaurant Rosemary?
Never heard of it. Nope,
that's a fusion between Italian and Croatian.
Okay,
a soon to be Michelin star restaurant, in my opinion, Zucco, is a fusion between Mexican and French.
Okay, so they took it and they successfully fused it. They said, here's this, let's fuse it.
Zucco.
Now let's serve it.
Zucco is not Joko with the K, or with the X,
or Juco.
No. Or Juco.
It's a T-Z-U-C-O.
Oh, right. Yes, yes.
What about Jinko?
Ginkgo?
Ginkgo, yeah. Oh, those are the jeans I'm wearing. Sorry, yeah. But what about, one of my favorite spots on the South Side, Kimski, Polish, Korean fusion?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Or even just a bar restaurant like Flo and Santos with the Polish and Italian
fusion. I'm just going to say it. I have been successfully shot down. This group loves to fuse. Fusion has happened, and fusion has been successful. It always sounds cool. I've always wondered about the credibility of the fusion.
Well, you know, either way, that's not why you called. You called to talk about the NBA All-Star format.
Oh, yes.
What a disaster that apparently was. I skipped the entire thing, and I'm okay with that. As a sports talk show host, yes, I was off yesterday. But also, I have loved All-Star games my whole life. I really do. Like, I love the MLB All-Star game. I've historically loved the NBA All-Star game because the game lends itself to the possibility of really good competition because it's a pickup game. And we all know that good pickup basketball games exist. I realize that it's been in decay, but there are enough good memories from NBA All-Star games past where people played like they cared, even if it was just the fourth quarter, for me to know that it's possible and it's there on the table. Last year, I know, was a debacle. But this idea and what they did, and then everything I've now heard from everyone about the pace of it, all these delays, the Kevin Hart delays, and the delays as they like tried to work things out with the format. There's like a 20-minute delay before the final game.
Well, the Kevin Hart thing was, to me, was kind of a disaster, actually. So, yes, they start the final game, which I did watch. As far as my watching is concerned, I did decide, okay, because I was flipping to it. I was like, okay, they're coming to the final game. Let's see if there's something to this game. And by the way, it was a dud of a game.
It wasn't really a game. It was like...
Yeah, first to 40, I think it was.
It was like three different games, and they weren't really it wasn't even like a full game, and they like tried to make it all about Shaq and Kenny and Chuck.
Right. I think the whole, like... We try to figure this out every single year about every single All-Star game. Here's what I'll just say about the NBA All-Star game. It's just a spectacle. That's what it's turned into, and I think that's the way you should view it, where the stuff around the All-Star game, the guys who make the team, what's Barkley talking about, what's Ernie Johnson, and what's he setting the guys up with, it's become, I think, more than any other All-Star game, the NBA is a spectacle. So I think that you just have to kind of reassociate the way you watch it or take it in or not take it in at all.
Yeah.
But when that final game came out, they played, they took a timeout, like a natural TV timeout, or maybe somebody called the timeout. I have no idea. They then come back in the telecast. Kevin Hart then does this whole bit with the TNT crew about how, making a joke out of how they're leaving, basically. And so he brought out fishing gear. He was putting hats and, you know, fishing poles to all the guys. And these guys are all emotional about it. And so it was this awkward moment where all those guys are sitting there all awkward with their ridiculous outfits on. And then finally Ernie said something, and it was all sentimental. Nobody was laughing about what was going on. So it was, I don't know if these guys knew that this was going to happen, or if it was just an inappropriate bit that Kevin Hart pulled on the TNT guys.
Wow. I think it's probably just an inappropriate bit. But even just the fact that Kevin Hart is doing that and they're making it about those guys, yeah. I was thrilled with my choice. And I say this as a guy who really enjoys All-Star games. I hope they go just to USA versus the world.
That would be interesting.
They should absolutely do that. The NHL did that at one point, NHL did that at one point. And the fact that there's players bringing it up, like, oh, that's a good idea. All right, well then, give that a shot next year.
Because I don't think either side would want to lose that. I mean,
maybe
for a while.
At least have them caring a little bit in that way.
Maybe as a one off, like, but just try it.
But I was thrilled with my decision to not watch a drop of it, and then I was locked and loaded for 3 hours of the Saturday Night Live 50. The wife watched it with me. Ruben watched some of it with me until he chose to bail, and that's fine. But I loved watching that thing and just basking in that. That felt so much more healthy for my soul, frankly, to watch that than to invest time in the NBA All-Star game. I mean, because, Grody, among other things, you had Eddie Murphy do an actual shtick.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it wasn't just Eddie, like he did 10 years ago. Oh, is he going to be there? Is he not going to be there? Oh, he is going to be there. And he just says a few words. Now, like, you got Eddie doing sketches. He did Tracy Morgan during Black Jeopardy, for God's sake.
Hey, look at this. Tracy Morgan. Big dog going to make some big money. A minute, Tracy, don't you already have a lot of money?
Well, you gotta have a lot of money if you're gonna live like I live. I eat 4 cheese lasagna. If it only got 3 cheeses, I ain't eating it.
Yes, okay. We hear you, Tracy Morgan.
I refuse to ingest 3 cheeses.
You're right. Four cheeses. We got it.
Man, just to see Eddie happy and back in the flow of actually being involved in that stuff did the heart good.
Especially after, I guess it would have been the 40th anniversary that SNL did, because they did a whole big thing then too. And I don't think Eddie Murphy did like an awkward thing at the end of the show with Chris Rock, and it left like a lot me, because I'm a huge Eddie Murphy fan too, left me very unsatisfied. So it was nice to see that. I think he got into there's that Kate McKinnon weird skit where she's They're like the UFOs or something.
She gets, abducted by the UFOs.
One, yeah. Yes, he was part of that one as well. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about you a little bit though, watching that, because of all the musical prowess that goes on and the opening, the cold open
of Paul Simon and Sabrina Carpenter.
Mm-hmm. which was very cool. I mean, I felt bad watching Paul Simon because he's so old.
There was a lot of that.
Yeah,
there was a lot of hard times watching old folks fight their way through.
I thought, like, was that good or bad for the show, though? Like, was it good because of the sentimental value and bringing it full circle to Paul Simon?
It was honest.
Yeah.
It was honest, too. Like, these are the people that are left. Some of them are you know, have felt the ravage of time, but they're still there doing it, as Lorne Michaels is.
You can't not include Paul Simon, the first ever musical guest to host also.
Yeah.
You can't not. He's been there since day one.
How good did Steve Martin sound? When he said he's 79, I'm like, what?
He's just bragging
outrageous.
At that point.
Yeah, absolutely outrageous that he sounded that good. Eddie got in towards the end. It was like it was the scared straight thing.
Oh, that was one of my favorite moments of the night. Because, like, that's how I love SNL. And I remember my first memories were seeing Eddie do James Brown and Buckwheat. So, like, that was, like, my gateway to SNL. And, like, to see him and Will Ferrell, those are the one and two the greatest cast members in the show's history.
See them in a sketch together?
And then Will gets Eddie to break, which is, like, what you were saying, Speaks. Like, not only Eddie being a part of it, but having fun while doing it. It was so awesome.
You better keep your damn mouth shut, because in prison, you're not going to be named Elf. You're not going to be an elf named Buddy. You're not.
No.
No. You're going to get elfed in your butt, Gene. I'm trying.
No, you're doing good.
That's right. And forget about your North Pole. What you're going to need to be worrying about is your South Pole. Because you'll be yelling son of a nutcracker, all right?
I mean, that bit had, like, active guys from the new cast. It had Jason Sudeikis from his era as the cop. Then it had Keenan, and then Eddie Murphy and Will Ferrell. So you got, like six different eras kind of all connected there together.
Yeah, and Eddie Murphy, too. I believe that was a skit where he had the half-shaved hair. And then the
I don't do anything halfway.
They call him All the Way Mike or something
All the
like
Way
that.
Ray.
All the Way Ray.
Yeah, All the Way Ray. I don't do anything halfway, and he's got the half hair up.
Man. You know what was low-key? I thought maybe I'd have to go back and watch the tape, but the Debbie Downer with Rachel Dratch.
Yeah, Chicago's own Rachel Dratch.
She is a Chicagoan,
well,
yes.
At least Second City.
A lot of them have. Yes. Some have come through Second City.
Mm-hmm.
But the laughs that they were, and I know it's like so easy because they bring the close up and they play the music, so it's just, it's funny
at
its very base.
Yeah.
But I thought that that skit was getting the biggest laughs of the night.
It was.
Yeah.
And the callback to when she made Jimmy break years ago, the same joke, oh, guess what, I can't have children. And like, that was the joke that made Jimmy Fallon break on camera years ago. So they called back to that. And then I think the misstep in that sketch was to not have someone come out and doing Trump in front of De Niro, like, as a surprise.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's what I would have done.
Alec Baldwin's in the building. Alec Baldwin's right there for you.
Right there. Yeah, they didn't do really presidents, or did they do a montage of politics at all?
No.
I think they had Chevy Chase's Jimmy Carter, like, during, like, the pratfall.
Gerald Ford,
during the pratfall sketch.
That was
like
about
the montage of those, yeah.
Yeah.
But the sleeper in that bar one with Debbie Downer is... Io Edebiri, after just two seasons of the Bear, is involved in that sketch.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, some king-making
stuff.
Quite
the blow up for her.
Yeah, no, I absolutely true. I thought, I thought Meryl Streep as Kate McKinnon's mother in the Abducted by Aliens thing. I don't know if Meryl Streep's ever been in a skit.
No, never.
A
first time on
skit.
SNL, that blew my mind.
Right.
And it showed. She botched a couple of her lines.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
It still worked.
Well.
I just bust out, and I just kicked those little... I just kicked those little pervs away.
Wow, you are a good mama.
Yeah. Well, a good mother can also be a bad girl. What's your name, Mustache?
Okay, can we not do any of that right now, please?
One of my biggest issues, though, was the absence of Bill Hader. And apparently there's a little rift there between him and Lorne because
surprising.
He doesn't believe that Lorne treated his anxiety with enough respect when he had it, both when he was doing 30 Rock and SNL.
Wow.
But that means we didn't get Stefan.
We didn't get Stefan at all.
We didn't get What's Up With That with Keenan and Jason Sudeikis and Bill Hader as Lindsay Buckingham, where they go to Lindsay Buckingham.
They still could have done What's Up With
Fred Armisen with the sax.
You can't do What's Up With That without throwing to Lindsay Buckingham.
Really? You're probably right.
Okay. I didn't even register to me that there was no Hader, but now that you say that, that's a huge miss.
I wondered, Shane, like when I was watching that, and then Andy Samberg comes on with the anxiety short that he did. I wonder if that was like an indirect, like tip of the cap salute to Bill Hader. It's certainly not maybe directly to him, but certainly
an homage a little bit.
Yeah. Adam Sandler had a long-standing scheduling conflict, but that's not the case.
Adam Sandler had his own little roast of SNL in the song that he did. Like it was real and talking about anxiety a little bit and talking about writers writing the cold opening. 20 seconds before they go on
Jim
the
Downey,
air.
Jim Downey.
Yeah.
And Sandler talking about like different cast members, giving them some love.
Yes,
like,
that was very nice.
Yeah, Sandler had a great moment, I thought.
Yeah.
3 years of Melanie Hutsell, Michael McKean crushed it in two. One of Billy Crystal, six of Dennis Miller, eight of Hartman the Glue. 7 years of Dratch and Wig. 5 years of Terry and Quinn, four of Kazurinsky and Klingon, 11 of Armisen, 14 years of Davis and Handy, Schiller and Smigel at 25, 18 of Audrey Dippin and Davy Wilson, plus Among and Disco and Bobby Van Ryn, 30 years of Downey, 45 years of Lorne, 6 years of our boy Farley, five of our buddy Norm.
Man, I wouldn't. I don't know if I would have pegged Sandler to like age into this sentimental softy with like this kind of loving heart. But my goodness, he's doing it with grace. Like that was beautiful and got a total standing ovation. Jack Nicholson shows up for him, his buddy from Anger Management, to introduce him. Like that was like
good to see Jack too.
Yeah, it was. That was a super warm moment.
Well, it's come full circle for Adam Sandler because he famously was fired from SNL, and then it was 2 years ago or last year that he hosted for the first, came back to SNL for the very first time, and he took some shots during that. Of course, that's what SNL does. They made fun of themselves. So it's been a full circle and like in a perfect spot for Adam Sandler to like be SNL again.
And Grody, I don't want to betray confidences here, but during the show thread, like you had mentioned that you weren't the hugest Sandler fan.
Correct.
Back in his era. I was not either.
Yeah.
Like I was more about some of the other guys and Phil Hartman and Mike Myers, but like to have him come back and have like the moment of the night and nail every tone and get the pitch exactly right, that was like big time right there.
Yeah. Amen, man. I see him a little bit differently after last night. And I don't like dislike Adam Sandler. It's just not my thing.
Yeah. I'm looking at an article about who missed it and why.
Yeah. Like, Dana Carvey.
Carvey. I could not believe that.
Aykroyd. Wild. Aykroyd. Aykroyd said he had prior commitments.
What was Carvey's reason? Because Carvey's, like, he was doing the, obviously,
SNL. He was stuck
SNL.
In the turtle suit from Master of Disguise. He couldn't get out of the turtle suit.
It's kind of wild because, like, Carvey and David Spade have that podcast about SNL. Like, they still have a reverence towards their time there. So that was really surprising. Yeah.
David Spade, bad attitude, by the way, in that sketch.
No, that was the joke.
Funny. That was the bit.
It was funny, though.
It was funny.
He always has a bad attitude.
He goes back
and
like, I know how to read the room.
I got a feel for it.
Yeah.
But like also having David Letterman in the crowd and not utilizing him whatsoever.
Right.
That would have been mega.
There was ridiculous people in the crowd that barely got utilized. By the way, Faye and Poehler are just so damn good at the crowd work, planted or not, and all that stuff with and I thought it was really funny that they like, oh, Ryan Reynolds, how you doing?
Yeah.
I'm good. Fine. What have you heard?
Bad room reader.
Woo, boy. So anyway, that was a much better use of 3 hours of my life than anything having to do with the NBA's All-Star Sunday.
I have to ask you, Spiegel, what did you think of Miley Cyrus doing Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor? Actually written by Prince, right?
Oh, it's a Prince song. Yeah,
I believe it's
sure.
a Prince song. What did you think of? I didn't know. Like, I love the song. I didn't know what to make of it because of the accompaniment. It was a weird sounding thing.
Yeah, it was Miley's band. Like, I don't know. That's like, that's a super soulful, badass song.
And it is.
I didn't think Miley was a great fit for
it. Yeah, I love the idea of doing it. Like, I thought that was really cool that they acknowledged Sinead O'Connor
it's such
in
a
that
great
regard.
But
Brittany Howard is a badass singer, and it was really cool to hear her, but her voice it should have been showcased more. And it's the same range as Miley, so it didn't really have that pop that I was expecting it to have. Okay. So, no, I wasn't loving that. And, like, and McCartney sounds older now. Like, there was a long time where McCartney sounded impossibly good, and that was not the case vocally. So that was a little hard at a couple times just for me. But, like, what are you going to do? The guy's, what is he, 81?
I'm looking right now.
Is he 82?
He is 82 years old.
I mean, the band sounded great. Abe Laborial Jr. on the drums is still one of the baddest asses. And that choice of doing the Abbey Road medley and ending with what essentially felt like a callback to Chris Farley. Like, is it true that the love you make is love you take is equal to the love you make?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that is true, as a matter of fact. And I mean, to have those lyrics there and have that was beautiful.
And guess who else was on point? Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne was on point. Like, people said I had just heard a week ago that he's a terrible live performer, and that's why he couldn't get into the Super Bowl, that it was all Kendrick Lamar. I thought Lil Wayne sounded great.
Yeah,
he's awesome.
Yeah,
you forget he's one of those guys. You forget how many hits he had.
He's like he's probably a top 20 MC of all time, right? Top 10, Danny? No,
I was a full on skip for the Lil Wayne segment until I saw after the fact that the Roots were up there with them.
Oh,
so I need to go back
like
and rewatch. No, I'm not a Lil Wayne fan.
Okay.
No,
that surprises me.
But yeah, the Roots were there, so it was worth watching. There's so much material. I've almost finished the SNL music.
I started that.
I mean, it's great, but then there's more, and then this concert. They did a concert on Friday night that is out there that you can watch that was apparently amazing, like reunited Nirvana with Post Malone lead or something.
It was a female lead singer, I believe, for Nirvana. I don't remember who, but I believe it was a female.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, this stuff that must be watched and must be taken in.
Yes.
It's Spiegel and Holmes here on 670 The Score. At some point, we got to touch on NBA All-Stars Saturday night just a little bit. We will get there. Jason Leisure at 4 o'clock on all things Bears. And then Nico Horner of the Cubs will join us at 4:25. Some big picture baseball stuff at 5 o'clock coming up. When we come back, a member of the White Sox speaks about the possibility of being traded, and I really think he should be. We'll see if it happens anytime soon. Next on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.